What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, we're watching the U.S. Open. We have Patrick Reed just made a 2 on a par 5, so he's just out here just having the time of his life. Sergio Dip.
On that hole, anyway.
Sergio Dip style. We're having the time of our life. Scottie Scheffler was asked in an interview yesterday and talking to the different assembled media, about why exactly he got rid of Venmo. Here we go.
I think everybody hears from fans whether they have a financial benefit or anything in their outcome. That's why I had to get rid of my Venmo, because I was either getting paid by people or people were requesting me a bunch of money when I didn't win. Wasn't a good feeling.
I kind of love that. Like, he just plays poorly in a tournament and he gets Venmo requests.
Hold on. Who is paying Scottie Scheffler?
That I don't know, too. That's a fun part of it, too. Well, you got to break him off some bread. You know, you win a big parlay.
Thanks for winning the Masters and getting my parlay.
Yes.
Here's some money, even though you just won $8 million.
Yes, I would
Here's
for sure.
Bucks.
I am in the camp of people that would for sure do that if that became a thing. Where it's like, yeah, everyone knows. You just got to break off a little piece. I like breaking off little pieces of actions to friends if I win a decent amount of change. I like being like, hey, here's my win. Now you get to celebrate a little bit as well. And then they in turn will do the same. It's a fun part of life. And so I get it.
Can I give you a suggestion that's better? It's something that I did a couple of years ago, Jonathan.
Keep all my money for me?
No. That's usually something that I would do. But I was okay. I was feeling generous.
Yeah.
And I had won my fantasy Super Bowl again.
Nice.
Not to toot my
How many
heart.
Years in a row was that?
I think that was 2 in a row. I've won it 4 times now in the last 15 years,
they,
I want to say.
They say you're a dynasty in that
I'm
league.
Pretty good. Yeah. Just call me the Golden State Warriors.
All right, Hammer.
Or the New England Patriots.
Yeah, you got
since
it.
Since we're talking fantasy football. So what I did was, the best player on my roster, I donated to his charity.
That's
now, come
nice.
On, right?
And that's nice.
That's better than saying, hey, Scottie Scheffler, here's $20. Maybe ask Scotty, hey, what's a charity near and dear to your heart, and you can take some of your parlay winnings, and you can send that to the charity.
So the gambler in me kind of wishes he would take some of the winnings that people had sent him, and then sent it to the people that had the Venmo request for the losses, and it was just a cycle, you know what I mean? One hand washes the other, everyone just kind of takes care of itself, and the gambling world equals out.
Is this the kind of world that we're in, that people are audacious enough to reach out to Scottie Scheffler, the number one golfer in the world, and say, hey, man, you didn't birdie enough holes. Give me some money via Venmo.
How down bad in your checking account do you have to be to actually ask Scottie for a Venmo?
Only gamble what you can lose, folks. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver joined the ESPN broadcast yesterday. Before Game 3 of the Finals, he addressed the fans who are upset with the lack of on-court decals to make these games feel a little bit more special.
I've seen some of the chatter on social media around on-court decals. People don't realize they went away a decade ago because there were claims that Kendrick knows some of the players were saying
Probably
it was
you.
Slippery
you.
When we had the decals on the floor. So we're back to adding them virtually. So those are on.
Listen, it was more than the decals. It was. You know
was
this.
It?
I know. Yes, it was more than the decals. The whole presentation, it did. It felt like game 67 in the regular season. And maybe that's a Mike Breen problem I got to get over.
Adam
I don't know.
Silver's fault.
Yes, yes it is.
How?
Show me the national anthem. Show me the player intros. Go back and watch with the 2016 NBA Finals, that whole package that was set up. It was incredible. They had a whole display of championship regalia on the actual court as fans are just waving their free t-shirts and losing their mind. Like, all that stuff is just gone now. I get back to that. Yeah, I like the presentation of it all. I do.
Then blame ESPN for not doing it and putting Kendrick Perkins on the pregame
show.
This
is not just a one-person blame, okay?
The likes of Kendrick Perkins on the pregame show.
In a blame chart, trust me, ESPN's getting a lot of blame in a lot of different areas, okay? And yes, part of that is Big Perk, but I wanted a little bit more. I'm also the type of guy that, like, on opening day, get me some bunting out there too. Like, there are certain things I just kind of like when it's a bigger game. I like to make it feel like a bigger game. None of this NBA Finals.
I missed
finals
you, baseball.
Has.
I missed all the dongs and all the strikeouts. Yes. But give me bunts, please.
Did you say dogs or did you say something else?
Dongs.
Oh, that's home runs.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Dongs.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking
Yabos.
About something. Yeah. That's where my brain went.
Okay.
For sure. All right. Speaking of more people talking before the NBA Finals last night, Charles Barkley got a chance to speak on what exactly is going on with the New York Knicks coaching search, courtesy of NBA TV.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan. I mean, Tibbs did a hell of a job. Obviously, something's going on there, but you don't have a plan. And now the three coaches turn you down. You got to have a plan, man. And they don't have a plan now. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
Got a good point. Jason Kidd.
There's still two other guys out there with coaching experience.
Ime Udoka, Quinn Snyder, Billy Donovan have all been not granted to interview.
That can't be the plan. That's got to be the first thing that they go at and say, okay.
I agree with you.
Tom Thibodeau's gone. Can we just make a godfather offer to one of these teams to get their proven head coach? And if the answer is right, shoot for the stars, land on the moon.
That's right. That was my high school yearbook
there
quote, oddly enough. Not even kidding. I wish I was joking. That was the one. I loved it. I'm like, this is going to be it. And then, you know, it just became everybody's high school yearbook quote.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So that's not the only plan. There are like different levels to plans,
okay.
Right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's plan A is see if you can take a proven coach from another team. If they say no, now you move to plan B, and they still have Michael Malone's out there, mm-hmm. Mike Brown's out there, Johnny Bryant, the assistant coach for the Cavs,
I'm glad you bring him up. I kind of feel like they have Johnny Bryant, and they know that that's in their back pocket, and so they do that shoot for the moon that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. They go and ask for as many people as they like and respect, yes. And then they know that Johnny Bryant's there if they need it.
All I'm going to say is let it play out first. And if they continue to whiff over and over and over again, and the end result of the coaching search is something that you think is worth criticizing because of the coach that they get, okay, fair game. Then criticize. But this is a long... Coaching searches are exhausting. They are long. Oh, my gosh. There are so many people that talk to these organizations during this coaching search, and they could end up with a Kenny Atkinson-type coach. Who, by the way, won every single Coach of the Year award that there was during the regular season. There are multiple Coach of the Year awards. So if New York goes through all of this and they end up with a coach that's comparable to Kenny that can have that kind of first-year success, are we still going to say the New York Knicks are idiots? What were they doing during their coaching search?
No, probably not. Do you think Johnny Bryant ends up leaving?
Well, if New York offers him the head coaching job, sure.
You think that's how it goes down is kind of what I'm asking.
No, I think New York has shown through the first stage of this process that they prefer a proven head coach, somebody with a resume, and I think it ends up being Michael Malone. Omaha! All right, so former Guardians pitcher Aaron Civale, he requested a trade from the Brewers after being moved to the bullpen. Today's also his birthday. And the trade request came in a few hours after Milwaukee's social media page wished him a happy birthday.
Yeah, can we stop wishing athletes happy birthdays on social media pages?
It's a thing.
I know, and I don't like it. It's very... I just...
The problem is...
Who's like retweeting it being like, oh, Aaron Civale, all right, happy birthday. Yeah. You're definitely going to see that I retweeted this. You're definitely going to see that I liked it. This is great. Like, no, it's a cheap way for them to get a couple retweets and likes. It's not even like mass numbers that they're doing on these things. It's cheap. It's not good. It's not good content, in my opinion.
You know, the other problem is,
what's that?
If you miss somebody's birthday, that's not as meaningful or high profile.
They can feel a little slighted. Do they not? For sure they do.
Or people will call you out on it saying, hey,
I call people out on it. One of our former bosses here. He's very good at like wishing people birthdays on Facebook, but we weren't Facebook friends because I didn't, you know, it just wasn't. I don't Facebook request anyone. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's also very similar to that too, and so he just didn't know it was my birthday. And at one point, I was like, "Listen, yeah, you wish everyone in the world a happy birthday.
Right.
Today's my birthday. You see me every day. Where's my happy birthday, man?
You set a precedent. You set a standard. Now everybody, even Jonathan, who's lower on the totem pole at 92.3 The Fan.
That's right. I couldn't even get the color of pens that we have in the studio if I wanted right now. We're very low on the totem pole. But even still, where's my happy birthday,
that's
Chris?
Right.
But you're right. People get slighted. They miss it. And then all of a sudden, you feel like, am I not good enough for a happy birthday? Is that what that is?
Yeah, I know.
Tough.
I mean, now the Cavs have to wish happy birthday to all 18 players on the roster, and they can't miss.
Where do we draw the line? You do one assistant, then we got 12 more assistants
right.
that you have to do.
What about the back of the bench assistants?
Now all of a sudden...
What about the film room gurus?
What about the guy that hands out popcorn in section 320? Now, exactly. Where does the line stop, Chris?
I think it probably stops at the popcorn guy, probably.
He got a ring. I think he got a ring, did he not?
He's got his name on the court during the playoffs.
That's exactly right. Dan Gilbert told me everyone has the same impact on that team and that championship. Al Pawlowski, Guardians TV. He'll join us next with the latest on your Guardians right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.